Always. Now, also, your country is really famous for having different regions, correct? You have three main regions?
We have four.
Four, okay. Actually. Could you talk about them?
Yes, we have four regions, and this is actually concerns the languages, which we have four official languages. It's German, French, Italian, and Romansh. And actually the last one, Romansh, it became a official language just like 12 years ago. And only a little part of the Swiss population can speak Romansh, actually, but it just sort of became an official language some years ago. And the country is really small and we sometimes have some troubles communicating to each other, but usually people talk like at least two languages, so it works out most of the time.
So in your country, you don't have one uniform language that everybody speaks?
No, we don't. Like, we have a Swiss, but Swiss is only being used in the German-speaking part of Switzerland, which means, like, we don't actually use German when we talk. It's only for writing. But when we talk to each other, to our parents, to our teachers, we use Swiss.
So Swiss is closest to German. It's Germanic.
Yes, you can say that. But it's very difficult for German people to understand us when we're talking, actually, because it's really fast and really cute language, apparently. Yes.
Now, what is the percentage breakdown? Like, what percentage is French, Italian, etc.?
I couldn't tell you the percentage, but the biggest part is German, followed by French, Italian, and Romansh is only 0.5% of the population. So.
All right. And just out of curiosity, Romansh, what does that sound like? Does that sound like Italian or?
It's a mix of the three main languages, I would say, like a mix of German, French, and Italian. And I can catch a word here or there, but I don't really understand it.
And lastly, what part are you from in Switzerland?
I'm from the German part.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, well, thanks, Anya.
Oh, you're welcome.